we begin again. Allow me, if you will, to take you on a journey to a town that may resemble your own. This town, though, nestled in between mountains found in the Pacific Northwest, is not real. You won't find it on any maps. No stories or picture books of its pristine landscape and charm. For the sake of this story, it's an amalgamation of all small friendly towns that defined America before the all-consuming expansion of the information age. A Springfield. Except that it's not. It's Kolok. For reasons that you may one day discover. I am your tour guide, your unreliable narrator, game master, if you like, your chauffeur on the cerebral highway. You, podcast listeners, are my passengers. This show is recorded live weekly on twitch.tv/hyperRPG and encourages viewership participation. Members of the audience, passengers, make up the town of Kolok and its surrounding areas. So please, buckle up and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Kolok, America's heart. Life is generally easy in Kolok. The spirit of our small town is built around enjoying life, despite our technological empire. Kolok is like Paris. Art, music, and treasures of life are not just incidental. They are central to the spirit of our little town. This is a special gift for visitors and those who live in our vast green valley. Kolok's natural beauty can be thanked to the peaks that tower over us in our four corners, shielding us from the elements. Spend the day at Crater Lake, fed by the ever-flowing Riley River. America's heart. Enjoy our historic Main Street, or take a tour of our world-famous Shepherd's Winery. My favorite. Kolok prides itself in being a world leader in renewable energy and advanced medicine. All thanks to our most famous attraction, Synchronicity Tech. Many new families find their home in Kolok. Brought in to fill one of the country's most exciting genetic research facilities, many open roles. Science is at the very soul of Kolok, unlike anywhere else in the world. Gated by nature itself. You found yourself back at the start.
Welcome, everyone, to this special council meeting. I am Randy Evelyn. Let the record show, it's 7 p.m. We'll be starting tonight's mayoral debate, first one here in Kolok. Let me just go through the, for the record, the odds and ends that we kind of have to get started here, as you all know. As I said, I am Randy Evelyn, your council president. And joining me are council members Kelly Hadley and vice president, of course, Dr. Wallace Ronnie. Thank you both for attending. Let the record show, not attending is Gabby Bobby, Tara Jewell, Lauren Hillary, Aaron Cedar, Odell Tristan, Brooke Greer. Unfortunately, they will not be making it tonight. And joining us as our candidates, I guess, that you are our candidates, obviously, is Mallory Jenkins. That's, we're just going through for the record who's in attendance. The floor will be opened momentarily. Colm O'Shaughnessy?
Shaughnessy.
Shaughnessy. I'm so sorry. So sorry about that. And Kelvin Lunt? Great to have you. And we do have another individual here who's claiming to be an advisor for...
A campaign manager.
Yes, and a future sheriff.
Potentially. We haven't really worked out the details, but...
Would you like to state your name for the record, please?
Laura Benvolio.
Laura Benvolio.
Yeah.
She's Italian.
Okay. Great. Well, at this time, I would like to move on to our second item. There is no other council agenda items that will be dealt with tonight. This is purely for a chance to you to talk to the mayors as people are headed to the ballot office today. So please, I guess, welcome Mallory Jenkins to have an opening statement.
Hi everyone, how's it going? My name is Mallory Jenkins. This isn't something that I call myself, but some of you may know me as the hero of Colac, after saving 18 people from a lake. You might know me as the son of Merle Jenkins, who tragically died here not too long ago. That's my dad, he's dead now. I've prepared a few words, and they're from the heart, and I'll get started. 40 and some number of years ago, some dudes in Washington brought forth in this state a new town called Colac, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that people just want to like have a chill time and stuff, maybe go hiking or swim in the lake. Or whatever. Now we're engaged in a great shitstorm of mess of fracking and drugs and stuff, testing whether that town or any town so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We're met on a great battlefield of that mess, where my father, the father of the hero of Colac, who saved 18 people from the lake, met his untimely end. We've come to decide who should run this town, me, hero, or someone like the fake evangelist, Colm O'Shaughnessy, who I once saw stealing from the collection plate at church. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this, but in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave man, my father, who is now dead, has consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. It is for us, the living, unlike my dead dad, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which he who was unfairly taken here has so nobly advanced. It is rather for us dedicated to the task remaining before us, that from my father's legacy we take increased devotion to that cause for which he gave his life last full measure of devotion, that we have resolve that my dead dad shall not have died in vain, that this town of Colac, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom from fracking and hallucinations or whatever, and that the town of Colac, of the people of Colac, by the people of Colac, for the people of Colac, shall not perish from the earth like my dad. Thank you.
You suck! Thank you, young Mr. Jenkins. That was enlightening. And thank you so much for those signs you've been placing around town with your campaign slogan, No More Dead Dads in 1991.
Well, we don't want that. No dead dads in 91 or in the future, mind you.
Yeah.
As far as we can prevent. People do die sometimes of natural causes. Not like someone that was shot. You get it.
Thank you. Next, Colm, if you don't mind, sharing your opening thoughts.
As some of you may know, I'm Colm O'Shaughnessy. I moved here a few years ago, mostly because I got the message that this was a religious town of good moral strength. And I see the people who have shown up today to show this moral strength and back all of their fellow townspeople in making this a better place to live. Now, we've had some problems recently. Some of them seem to have been evil in its regard, as people have seen things that should not have been seen. So obviously there are things that need to be fixed. And I'm here to help you fix them. I believe some of the sources could be found in certain large corporations which have decided to not support this community anymore. They decided to take their money and leave you to fend at the same time as they do things which cause irreparable harm to the nature in this area.
Like stealing a question plate. Sorry.
So, what I propose is with your help, if you elect me mayor, not only will I help stop this evil from threatening you and your well-being, I have ideas to bring art and craftsmen into this area and help promote those here who wish to do so to actually have a living wage. Thank you very much.
Well said.
Thank you.
Really well said.
Mr. Jenkins, I'd like to remind you, as I'm sure you're aware, after the incident that took place at the last public council meeting,
right.
We have decided that there will be no officer present tonight, but you can still be removed if we deem your behavior inappropriate.
What was inappropriate?
Just please let everyone have a chance to speak.
Well, am I allowed to cough? I was coughing. Isn't that allowed to cough? Is that against the council rules?
Mr. Lund. Mr. Lund.
Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry. Haven't worn this shirt in a while. A little small. Good evening, people of Kolak. You may not know me, but I know you. You may not notice me in the background, but I notice you. When I see you, I see the dedication and verve that helped make Kolak the marvel that it is today. I see the sincerity and heart that makes people want to live here for generations. And I see the senseless grief and frustration that is also gripping this town. I've felt it firsthand, and frankly, I'm sick of it. I am here stepping out of the background so I can step up and do something about what is happening to this town.
Yeah.
What you are seeing in our town right now are the consequences of a council putting corporate interests before the needs of its people. This is not about a difference in political ideology. This is about a town council that is willfully abandoning the democratic process for political and financial gain. This is corruption, plain and simple, and the only way to deal with corruption is to cut it out.
Yes.
136 days ago, I lost my partner, my best friend, in a car accident. A drunk driver spun out and T-boned us on the highway, right into the driver's side. AJ was driving. I thought my life was over. I thought I couldn't go a single day without visiting AJ's grave. I even started working as the groundskeeper at Kolak Cemetery just so I could be close to him. I didn't speak to another person for nearly a month. Grief made me shut down. It made me give up. I had no fight left in me. But what I learned day in and day out watching people bury their loved ones is that we can't undo the grief that's been done to us, but if we work together, we can prevent the grief that's still coming for us. And I realized that I got my fight back. And it's time that this town got its fight back.
Yeah!
Citizens of Kolak, our town is changing whether we like it or not, and we need to step out of the background and step up so we can take control of our town's destiny. And as your mayor, I'm going to make that happen.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lund. I would like to state for the record and let the record show that the council called you here today because you voted for this. that's, you know, following the law and what we're supposed to do, and we've called this meeting today to give you all a chance to hear from these candidates. Before we open the floor, I would like to ask my fellow council members if they have any questions for our candidates before we open it up to the general public.
Yes, hi, Kelly Hadley here. You know, I've been living in this town for a long time, my entire life. I've helped many of you heal as, you know, the owner of Healing Spirits here, and done readings for you, helped you through some tough times. And I feel quite taken aback by some of the words that Kelvin here had to say. But, you know, I would like to know, how do you propose that we bring more jobs then to Kolok and give the people here employment opportunities and good life well-being?
Are you making the assessment that the way the status quo is right now is working?
Yes.
Let that be a lesson for you people. Which Kelly Hadley thinks that the status quo is working. Is the status quo working for any of you guys?
No!
Well, that's something I think you should take into account.
I hear you, and I feel, you know, that the energy that you're exuding here.
You don't have to feel anything. These are people that have real concerns, that have been talking to you people and trying to make their voices heard, and you people haven't listened to them. And that's all I have to say about it. It's not right.
Would anyone else like to answer the question that she asked without hyperbole? Just answer the question.
Sorry, I'm Allie Jenkins here. You mentioned bringing jobs into Kolok. As many of you know, I used to work at the Taco Bell Express until I found a higher calling. Fan of tacos, I see. But I left that job, and you know why? Because I think that the most important thing is supporting small businesses, for instance, local diners,
yes!
And other businesses that are not corporate monsters, because corporations are bad.
Well,
That's your answer for jobs.
Yes.
So is corporations are bad.
Yeah.
That includes then supporting my business.
Yeah, but yes, and your business is important, even though it's kind of nonsense.
Which
pull this bad juju just out of the.
As I've already
area.
Said, I do have a plan to help all of you find work through your own interests, your own merits, and to help bring the tourism back until we can get the winery back up on its feet after we deal with this terrible problem caused by this corporation, which has put all of you in such dire straits.
It just came to mind that, you know, he's talking about supporting tourism, but he actually recently fired many people from his winery, so just so you know.
Just clearly as a point, I don't own the winery, so
Mr.
I'm
Jenkins,
not
he
sure
doesn't own
what
the winery.
Well, but the winery that he fired, some
he
people
works
fired.
He as a glassblower at the winery.
It doesn't matter.
I make all those wonderful artistic crafts and bottles which sell to the tourists and you've all seen.
Useless.
And that's why I would like to help others find an easier way to make a living than suckling at the corporate teats.
The problem is a lot bigger, though, than whether or not the winery is going to inject more money into our tourism bureau, and that's what's going to save us. The problem is bigger than that. We are suffering under one of the worst droughts in the history of this town. There are innovations that we can easily do if we put some of the highly skilled engineers and biologists that are currently out of work right now, if we get them into the driver's seat, we give them a job, we give them a path through which they can use their skills to bring in new water and new irrigation systems. You know, that's something we could do tomorrow.
And question for me as your council president, where do you see those funds coming from? The city is tapped.
You know what? We're going to figure it out. If we put our mind to it, we can absolutely make it happen. There's going to be some things that we might have to rearrange. I mean, we're in a town of crisis right now. We're in a crisis point, and you know, we can't sit around and acting like there's going to be an easy solution to this. I wish that I could sit here in front of you guys and say, hey, I got a magic wand. and it's gonna I'm gonna wave it, and then everyone's gonna be happy. I don't have that, and I don't think that solutions are gonna be easy. But I think that if we work together as a town, we can make it happen.
Don't you think it might be a little bit better to work with the council?
I'll let the record show. I do not have a magic wand.
But you said the town can get you one.
No, that was a metaphor.
This guy's claiming to be a wizard. Let that be put that on the record
if
as well.
If you need magic,
at no point did I ever claim to be a wizard.
He did claim to be a wizard.
Quiet,
he said
please,
a magic
quiet,
wand.
At
point of order, Mr. Lund, if you say that it's so important for all of us to work together and that we are, you know, a town and we should be working together, wouldn't it be a little bit better to form a good relationship with the council? You know, to try and help solve these problems? It's not like we've been just sitting here on our hands not thinking about trying to fix all this.
Well, that certainly didn't happen when you allowed the government to start fracking without listening to the outcries of the town.
Yeah.
And I said about the fracking. And I also said about the fracking.
Ellery, calm down.
We're going to take a quick recess, and when we come back, we will hear from those in the town who have questions for our candidates, so just hold tight. We'll be back momentarily. Again, Colock, Washington, 1991, Thursday, August 8th. 7 p.m., Volunteer Fire Department. Currently, a mayoral candidate is trying to break through all of the ruckus to try to make some sort of impact on the town of Colock. You get to help us decide through your interactions and your contributions. I think it's best if we just get right to it. So thank you everyone for lining up in an orderly fashion. Very much appreciated. Before we go too far, I did have a question come in from another council member. Colm, can you please tell me what you would do about the squirrel population that has exploded in recent months?
It's a good question, and I'm glad you asked. So, with the squirrels coming out as a result of the drought, they're looking for things to drink. What we need to do is we have the engineers who currently aren't working bring out some of their skills to make some traps to humanely move them elsewhere in the state. We don't need them here. We'll just move them gently, and then if we need to, we'll kill them.
Oh, you would kill them?
If we need to.
Wow.
Is that what God would do?
If they're diseased,
you know,
or if they're in any way injured as a result, they just
diseased.
Need to be
there's
put
just
out.
A lot of
they're squirrels, they're not rats.
They deserve to be here just as much as we do.
Some of them
If we find out while we're moving them.
Mr.
Yeah. I've never heard one talk, but some of them can talk. I know people that have heard a talking squirrel.
Can you please roll your charm for me? Difficulty of 12.
Let's see what it is.
If you are able to roll a 12 or above, then you will win over some people in the audience with this statement.
Oh, no.
It's a sliding scale.
I'm playing the charm correctly. I got a 2.
Despite how some of you may feel, this is something that equally upsets all of you. But before we go too much further into those emotions, I'd like to open it up to the floor.
Hi, William.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins.
Please state your last name as well for the record.
Oh, yes. William Jones. Hello, everyone. I was curious. Obviously, we did hear some specifics from Kelvin, specifically about how to help with the situation, and obviously we've seen the council's attempt at helping with the fracking, but I did want to hear some more specifics about specific initiatives to help with our current situation beyond fracking and killing squirrels. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. You can have a seat. Well, please, whoever would like to go first, and then we'll just make sure everyone gets a chance to answer.
I think that one of the most important resources in this town
is you people. Maybe not specific people. You know, people in the audience and at home.
Wow.
I heard that too. That is not what I meant. But I think that we are a town that is full of so many brilliant people, and I think that we have everything we need to make sense of the senseless chaos that's been happening in this town over the last few weeks and the last few months. If we were to able to set up an independent investigative committee that could look into some of these events, such as the water situation that happened with the mass hallucinations, such as even the mysterious apparent murder of a principal, we might be able to get some answers on this.
Look, I'd like to interject here if I could, please. What I would say is it really sounds like what you're calling for is sort of a revolution, you know, like you want people to rise up and stuff. But I think what we need is we need someone that could work with the council to accomplish things. And as someone who had a family member who's tied very closely to the council, he was on it before he was tragically shot right here in a meeting like this one. I could be the bridge that links you to the council, and then we can all find some solutions.
With all due respect, I do not believe that giving more power to the people is a particularly revolutionary idea.
No, but you're talking about the people rising up and stuff. I don't know, I've heard that before.
You're talking about giving the basic human rights to people that are...
People on revolution!
See, you're already inciting some people in the crowd, and I think that's just not helpful.
I think my words stand for themselves.
Yeah, they do.
Given what the two gentlemen have said, I believe it's obvious that what we need to do is bring the resources we have available in order to help us get out of this through moral leadership, so that we're no longer following the will of this corporation, which takes its money whenever it feels like it needs to punish us. The council members have been deluded at times by this corporation, and I do not fault them for their failures. This is something that we can work past with those on the council who have shown experience and skill, and I believe would be very, very well used to help bring the people back from this horrible thing, to make our lives better. And I think it would start if I was able to discuss with the council about imposing a new tax upon the land use of this corporation.
Wow. Wow, sounds like he wants to take more of your money. Jeez.
I said this corporation, obviously, unless you own this corporation, it will not affect you. It's these large bank accounts that they bring in from out of state.
I heard more taxes. I heard a new tax. Did anyone else hear a new tax in the audience?
Right.
I heard a new tax.
Mr. Jenkins, young, thank you. Let's go ahead and open up to the next question.
All right. I'm sorry, but who gives a shit about squirrels when people's livelihoods are at stake?
I mean,
my first question.
Oh, is that
please. Anyways, my question for all of you. What is at least your first step in fixing this shit show?
I'm sorry, could you be more specific about the shit show?
I can.
There's a lot.
I can address that. I'm not confused by the term
please
of shit
refrain
show.
From using I like language.
You. You're a hero, but you still need a little more experience in life before you're
okay, ready. Let's... look, that I get it. You think you're more experienced than I am. And look, I think that new blood is always good in the government. That, you know, there's people that have been sitting in government for years and years, and this is what it's led to. So a new face, someone that really cares about this town and the people in it, could really help get stuff done.
I understand. I was in the military for 5 years.
No, my dad cared very much before he was murdered here.
Yeah, we
all care. Yeah.
We were there.
This town needs more than just new faces. It needs action, and my first action to help correct this bleep show is that we need to immediately cease all fracking by the government in that. And then immediately we need to set up an independent council that is going to investigate the occurrences that happened at that water source so that we can make sure that this stops happening and that it'll never happen again. It's not that complicated.
I need to say something, okay? Now, Earlier, Mr. Lunt was talking about how He doesn't know where money's coming from, and what I heard is that he wants to stop a business venture that has brought jobs to the town. Okay, no one's saying the fracking is good, but it could be done in a safer way that generates money for the town instead of whatever plans he has that he definitely can't pay for. Thank you.
Show of hands, who here works at the fracking plant? Who here works at the fracking plant? Anybody? Yeah, that's what I imagined.
Nobody.
Obviously,
because it hasn't brought jobs to this town. It hasn't done the good that it promised.
Obviously,
we're not here to debate. We're not here to debate.
And I would stop the outsourcing.
Obviously, this government
hiring local people.
Obviously, this government run fracking needs to be stopped while our health is in danger.
Our health is bad because of the fracking.
Exactly. That's why it needs to be stopped until it can be fixed. As such.
Which is basically what I said.
It is going to be fixed by being stopped, sir.
Exactly. It needs to be stopped and then cleaned up. This is not completely gone, as we know.
I would like to interject here that I understand that people might be upset, but I for one, agree with Colm in that steps had to be taken. Synchronity pulled their funding. Had we not made this deal, all of you would be in grave more danger. And your jobs and your livelihood would be far different. We had to accept the deal from the government. We had no other options. It's not our fault that Synchronity pulled out of the funding for the town. That was an agreement that was made years ago.
With all due respect to the council president,
while
they may have been in dire straits to get money and they made a bad deal with the government, it is our responsibility to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And by stopping this external company being run by the government to endanger our lives through fracking, and then cleaning up the mess that they've made without having this corporation come in and do whatever they did, which then infected all the nature around here causing this drought. That way, we will ensure our safety, and by this new funding that I was suggesting get applied to these large corporations, I know that we can make grants to small businesses in the area so they can expand and improve their production and make new revenue and new attractions for the tourism to come back, especially once we get this under control.
Okay, are
we affecting the weather?
Is that us?
That's us, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Can we please move on to the next question? I would like to remind everyone, refrain from using...
the shit word.
Yes, the curse words. This is a public council meeting. And state your name first and last for the record. Thank you.
Hi, Sadie Nolan, a long-time listener, first-time caller. Meaning I'm my first time here.
Oh, it's like the radio.
Yeah. it's my first time getting to politics here.
Your question, please.
It's kind of rad. Oh, sorry. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I'm so sorry for the loss of your father.
Thank you.
Remember, every
that.
Superhero origin story almost always starts with like a tragic parent backstory, so this might just be your hero's journey.
Right.
You're not helping right now.
That's very nice.
No, I'm just saying. Okay.
It's very nice of you to say.
Be a superhero.
I like your hat. Oh, thank you. Thanks. It's vintage. So, as a local artist, I'm really all about, you know, bringing more art to the community. How would you feel about going supporting local artists with the new like tourism economy? Like maybe using art to bring tourism back to the city? You know, that'd be like totally rad.
Exactly. Yeah. As I've said, by providing these grants through the fines and the taxes proposed on these corporations that are causing problems, we'll be able to give money to local artists to set up their businesses, to do their art, and bring in more tourism and more money to the community and put people to work.
Exactly.
In
your opening statement, you said that you were going to bring in more arts and craftsmen.
I heard that, yeah.
Right. I said we can support more arts and craftsmen.
I believe that the words that you used were bring in, which to me sounds
more
outsourcing.
And I would support local artists.
Absolutely unethical, and we shouldn't do it. We have enough local people like Sadie in this town that we can support.
I do have a gallery going on at Colox Comics, and I've not seen you.
I will be there tomorrow. Yes.
I will make a point to come and visit.
No, he won't. Okay. He doesn't care.
I just feel like if we had more support from
I care
people like you, then maybe, you know, we would be in this mess in the first place.
Thank you for your question.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Look, I love comics, by the way. I'm just putting that out there, so I'll definitely see you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, if you could please refrain from flirting from the bench, that would be...
What? I'm not...
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
That's so dumb, what you said. Yep. So, can we just move on,
yes,
please?
Yes, continue.
Hi, my name is Liz Peters. I work at
Liz.
Hi. So I work at the vet clinic in town, and something the candidates and the squirrel killer may not have thought about is the impact on the animals. Like the thing that happened at the lake, has anyone thought about the fish? How's it affect the fish?
And while I look, while I was in the water saving 18 people, I saw those fish, and they were struggling, and my heart hurt for all of the fish in that water. And if I could have grabbed every single one of those fish and transported them to better water, I would have. I definitely would have.
Mr. Jenkins, yeah. Please roll your charm for me. Difficulty of 10. You have three tokens available.
I rolled a 7, and I will add 3.
Are you... No one finds this story unbelievable. Yeah. It's unfortunately quite gripping.
And those fish, like each and every one of them, would have been like a son or a daughter to me. And I care so deeply about them. I really do.
I have one more question, actually. So, working at the vet clinic, I get so many animals that come in that are injured from getting hit by cars or getting caught in traps. And I think they, especially dogs, they need a safe place to play and for owners. And I've been petitioning so often and like so many times to get just a damn dog park.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there has been an epidemic of this council for ignoring the people that are coming here and stating their needs plainly. And that's got to stop.
Where do you propose we get funding for programs like this?
You can go about it. There are ways that you can move money around. I'm sure you guys are grossly overpaid.
We haven't gotten a reward.
Me personally, I am willing to do this for free, part-time.
Thank you.
I'm willing to do it.
Thank you for the
animals. What's most important to me is you people. You know what I mean.
Let the record show that...
I heard it again. I know you heard it again, too, out there, sir. I also heard that.
Let the record please show that no council members receive any sort of funding from the town. This is a volunteer position, but the mayoral position will not be.
Ooh. Interesting.
So what happens to the salary that you're going to get? Is that going to go to the town?
And actually, if it fits to fund your dog park, I'd use it to fund your dog park.
Thank you.
And clean the water... And clean the water and save the squirrels.
So the money from your salary just goes directly to the dog park, not to any of the other issues that someone might bring to the floor.
What about repairs to the school?
There's a lot of ways that we can secure this money that's necessary.
Mr. Lund, all you do is just bring up, we need to change this, we'll figure out what we're going to do about it by all of us working together. And you're not offering any solutions except for the pittance that you're going to make as mayor.
The fundamental flaw in our town's economy is that it was formed around the assumption that we would always have a giant corporation having our backs. Our town grew from that assumption. And now that that's gone, we have nothing to support. So now what we need to do is we need to do what every other town in America does, which is figure out how we are going to...
There's the figure out again. Just saying.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
I would love to hear how a 16-year-old's going to figure it out, but I won't.
Who's going to pay your salaries? Where's that money coming
from? I'm 19.
I don't need a salary to do this.
I would say the best way we could fund your dog park would be to... Get the dog owners in town to agree to let their animals pose for a calendar, which then we could sell, and that money would go directly to the park and benefit the animals themselves.
How is that any different than just taxing everyone?
How are we going to pay the photographer?
Yeah. I believe we have some artists here who are quite willing to be able to.
Are they going to be paid with exposure?
No. Obviously, the money brought in from the calendar would be able to pay for the expenses generally. Just like the printing costs would be.
There are plenty of people in this town that I'm sure would love to volunteer their time, including myself, to actually physically themselves make the dog park. Now, I am used to working on a very low budget. As many of you know, as a former Taco Bell employee, I did not make very much money, and I actually have the experience to work within those constraints. And I know that I would personally be willing to devote my time to building that dog park.
Is this while you're being mayor? Yes.
I didn't make them,
can
sir.
Can we please refrain from using foul language? I'd like to move on to the next one. Thank you so much.
I just have one question for...
You shouldn't put that garbage in your
mouth. Mr. Jenkins, it was, if you're going to be making this dog park, are you going to be assuaging your duties as mayor to take care of other issues? Because I don't think you have an infinite amount of time.
No, but this would be done in my own time, out of the goodness of my own heart, the same goodness that saved 18 people from the lake. Thank you.
Can I add one thing before we get there? I'm not trying to run so that I can sit around and talk to you guys about what can't be done. I'm here to do the opposite of that.
I would like the record to show that we've spent more time on the issue of the dog park than any other brought forward today.
It is important. It's very important.
They're kind of a gift to us all.
Also, I work at the park. You can just bring your dog.
You can also bring him to the cemetery. You know what? That's what I do. You
Whoa.
Know what?
This guy wants you to kill the dog, bring him to the cemetery.
There are sections of the cemetery that have no graves in them yet. Oh. We could make that be part of the dog park.
That's not what I heard.
That's not dark. You guys could come visit your loved ones.
That's not what I heard.
I find that very disrespectful.
What?
I find that very disrespectful to those of us in this town who have died.
Why? It's just be the
also,
because it's those who aren't dead and their memories that need
there.
To also be considered.
Mr. My loved one is buried there, and if he got to see lovely dogs running around all day playing, I would consider that a victory.
Can we please?
They wouldn't be shitting on the headstone.
Can we please?
Sorry. I mean, they would be their dogs.
They wouldn't
they
be pooping on
where
the
they are.
Can we please point out? Can we please move forward from the dog park issue? The elderly gentleman in the front would like to ask a question.
Yes, my name is Tim Saiso.
Hey, Tim Saiso.
Hi.
Hello, I'm a retired post office worker, mailman to be exact. Just want to know if there's any plans to expand on the senior services in the town of Colac.
Yes!
That's a good question.
That is a very good question.
Put your money towards that instead of the dog park.
I'm glad you asked that question, Tim. I will look into this. Unfortunately, I am not of a senior status, so I'm unaware of your current situations, but I would love to sit down and talk with you to find out what issues you're currently having in order to bring about whatever change is needed to make it better for you and the other senior citizens in this town.
It sounds like he's saying that he can't relate, and I know that one of the most important things is obviously making sure that you have affordable access to medicine and the things that you need and comfort, and I would be willing to set aside a certain portion of the budget to make sure that we take care of our senior citizens who have built this town into what it is.
I think one of the most important things is that we assess the needs accurately. And I think one thing that's clear is that none of us are really going to be clear on what exactly people of your age are going to need. So how about
this? It was just clear.
We bring everyone that is of senior citizen age together, and we have a town forum with them so that they can discuss what matters are most important to them and how we can most adequately cater to them.
We usually just call those council meetings.
You're at one.
Welcome.
Yeah, but how many? But how many senior citizens are in the audience?
Well, we can establish its own.
Currently, by the town council, you're saying your needs are not being met.
Oh, there's no free shuttle to the church. There's no free dentures.
I will definitely make sure that you get a shuttle to the church.
Right
on his way to kill the squirrel.
If I have to drive you there myself.
There are actually already a lot of... Never mind. I had a little brain fart.
I have another question that came in from a council member for, I believe... It's Kelvin. This is just for you, Kelvin. Can you please talk about how you might reduce the water bills in the town? given that water has become such a valuable resource.
I'm sorry, what?
Water has become an extremely valuable resource, and obviously, you, as has been stated here, people believe there's an issue with that. So how would you go about keeping those water bills affordable?
Bun needs his water.
It looks like he needs you to re-answer the question.
No, I do have an answer to that, to be honest.
We'll talk it out. Yeah. We'll
figure it out. No, you're talking about how are we going to lower people's water bills,
correct,
essentially. Frankly, right now, I think you guys are paying way too much for your water, especially considering the fact that it's poisoned right now.
So how are you going to lower it?
Yeah. And that is unconscionable. You should be able to use the water that is coming right out of your tap. And I believe that we can reorganize the budget to make sure that we could have at least a 30% decrease in your water bill.
Oh, that's a magic number.
That is a large number, yeah.
Did you get that wand you were looking for?
The question was for him. The floor says, thank you so much. I'd like to move along to the next question. It's such an enlightening experience.
My name is Sebastian Burr. I work as a mortician's assistant.
Hi, Sebastian.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Mr. Lunt, your story moved me. I happen to work on AJ at the Morgan, and so I understand what you mean, and you have my vote.
That doesn't sound like a question. Sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
My question is actually for all candidates. How closely will you be working with the council? If any exact changes, please let us know, if you could.
That's a good question.
Yes. Please let us know how much you plan on working with us to solve these issues.
As I mentioned before, I believe that of the three people up here, I'm probably the most equipped to be a bridge from the people to the council, as someone that has been very close to them in recent years. Well, my father, of course,
yes,
was on the council.
Your father, and you referenced his legacy in your opening statement.
Yes.
That didn't really address what that legacy was.
Well, as you know, I mean, of...
We don't know, that's why we're asking.
Well, right, but so you need to let me get there because I'm talking, and so when I'm talking, you don't talk, you know? So what I'm trying to say is... No, look, what I'm trying to say is, as everyone knows...
So we're not allowed to defend him?
Wait.
Point of order, please. Please, we'll try to let him get through this.
Okay, I don't like your tone either, but that's fine. What I'm trying, my father, as you know, devoted his life to this town. He was the principal of the school and worked for a large part of his adult life on the council, trying to make sure that everyone got a good education. And so in the spirit of what he did for this town, I too would devote myself wholly to making sure that everyone got what they needed, education or otherwise. Thank you.
And would you be more forthcoming about your dealings with the town council and what's going on in the town than previous leadership's been?
Well, if you did see my campaign video, which was released at the local news station, I plan on telling you everything that you need to know. Thank you.
To answer your question.
Can we please keep the questions in line, too? I understand
there's
that you're here as press, but there's a lot of people that want the floor.
Yes, Mr. Shanahan.
Yes, go ahead.
To answer your question.
Yes.
Obviously, we can't have someone come in and dismantle the entire existing government, because how else would you know what's currently going on and what's wrong in the books? So with me as mayor, my moral oversight would allow me to keep mistakes from being made, but at the same time leveraging the experience of the council and their knowledge of the bureaucracy that is currently going on that's causing the problem, so that we can fix it so everyone's lives can be made better.
Hey, the church has always been forthcoming, right?
I do just want to interject that he keeps talking about moral things, ruling everything in the law, and as we know, he's very involved in the church, and that's wonderful. But you know,
are you
there's
having
a
problem with people in town having a moral guidance?
No, but I think that there's.
I find everyone here is a wonderful community.
Yeah, but Coloc doesn't need a pope.
That's true, and yeah.
Hey, she's right though.
That's true.
What she said is what I was going to say. Yes.
I also noticed that you have 10 fingers. Yes. How long have you been in town?
I've lived here for 8 years.
Okay.
Stop conflating moral strength.
It'd be nice to have somebody, you know.
I'm not speaking of religious presence being shoved down anyone's throat. This is still America. It is still freedom of religion.
I think you guys need more moral fiber.
Maybe we can start taxing the church.
As... Yeah. I believe that goes against that's the law, but it is an interesting prospect.
That's not a bad idea. I support that idea.
I believe that was one of the foundations of the nonprofit corporations that were set up.
Also, the is it a corporation? State,
that's what I was getting at. Yes, you put it more well than I could. Thank you.
As the founder of our town was a very moral individual, I feel that that moral guidance needs to be brought back to help stop these problems which have corrupted this town since.
Our town?
Yes.
Corrupted. Yes, this? All of us who have been here for a generation.
Correct.
Yes. We're not going to do that.
That's my response.
Kelvin, it's been a while since you responded.
Yeah, if you're asking me how much I'm going to work with the town council to solve issues, my answer is this. I will be working with the town council... but not as much as I am working with you guys. Because that's what's been missing in this town. You know, when you guys allowed the government to come in and start fracking, there were visible outcries from all over this town. And you guys went on with it. You didn't even have a hearing. You didn't have a referendum. You didn't have anything. And you should be ashamed of yourselves because that's not democracy. That's not the democratic process. That's not why we're here.
What was your solution again?
I was waiting for a solution.
Yeah. No, it's great to yell about problems.
Maybe our solution is to get rid of you people.
Wow.
Maybe we don't need a city council. Maybe we don't need more bureaucracy. Maybe we just need to hear from what these people need.
Hold on. I'd really like to hear you talking about the democratic process, about a town council who's trying to represent
a town council that does not represent the needs of its people.
And I'm sorry, you want to be king of this? You want to be king of
Karloff? You people are already king by committee.
As the town has voted, the new system will be put in place so we can keep the mayor in check and the people can keep us in check.
People have tried to keep you in check and failed.
And that's why we're having this mayor.
He just said you guys failed. I'm just pointing that out as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your question. I
believe the term you were looking for was dictator, by the way.
King works, too.
Communist dictator, I think is what you're looking for.
All right, okay, all right. Please.
Hi. Everyone knows me as Maxie.
What's up, Maxie?
Okay. So I just wanted to start by saying thanks for the chili. It was great. It's great.
Thank you.
Delicious.
Go support that. I'd elect her mayor.
Thank you so much, Honeybee Cafe, for providing the food for tonight.
The cornbread was made at Sweetmeats Bakery, don't forget.
Oh, it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah! Local business is working together.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so I did have a couple of questions, but my main one, I guess it's for everybody, but yeah, I guess I'll focus more on you. It's... why are you doing this? Why do you want to be mayor? I mean, what do you see yourself doing for this town? I mean, anyone that went to school with you knows you kind of suck.
Okay. That's not nice to say.
I'll repeat it for the record.
It's really rude. I mean, it's on record now. There's camera.
Yeah, we have it on record.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't get your name.
Maxie.
Wow, I wasn't paying attention.
Everyone calls me Maxie.
Right, but
Maxie.
Your last name?
Callum.
All right. I was just wondering.
Well, did Spider-Man want to have to rise up and be a hero?
Comparing yourself to a fictional superhero again?
No, what I'm telling you is that the hero's journey doesn't always begin voluntarily, okay? Now, I felt that when my father, who tragically died here at one of these meetings, died...
Wait, did he? Did he?
I felt that it was my duty to stand up and do what was right, even though I'm just letting you all know, because I feel that being 100% transparent is important. I don't even really want to be mayor. I just think that sometimes when you're called to action to do what is right, you have to answer that call. Thank you.
With great power comes great responsibility.
You know. Yes. She knows.
Thank you. That question was directed for Mr. Jenkins?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't really have one for everybody else, but... something you mentioned earlier. Nobody really addressed the exploding squirrels. What is that? That's what he said. They were exploding.
No, the population is exploding. As in growth, that's not a literal representation. That is not a literal representation.
You know what? That is a load off. I was so worried. Thank you.
It's not a literal representation.
I'm sorry about the stink bomb I left in your locker. That was really not mature of me. I'm sorry.
Are there only three candidates?
Hello. I'm Lizzie Brown. I'm the volunteer coordinator of the Student Parental Alliance of Colac. And I have a question for all of the mayoral candidates. I'm curious what you're planning on doing to ensure the moral integrity and the innocence of our children. Over the last several months, our town has changed so much. And as a member of our Student Parental Teacher Alliance, which includes all of you, as you were all once children, I would assume, you have to be aware that our entire future is dependent on our children. So what are you planning on doing to make sure that they have a healthy and safe future, and one full of moral integrity?
Yes, obviously, the church's influence to help bring attention to these moral failings can be brought to more children through your program and similar programs, which would allow them to do things after school if they wished, as well as encourage people to go and follow their religious credence.
That's an amazing answer. Thank you. I assume you also have answers for that very important question?
Yes, and I would just like to say that I agree with what he said, and I would do it better. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm made uncomfortable by how you've worded this question.
In what way?
How do you think I feel? You said you people
for it. And I apologize for that, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you see, that's...
Sometimes sorry is not good enough.
That's what I feel like is the difference, because I feel like when you say morals, you mean your morals and your expectations. Morals and expectations that I do not think most people in the world will live up to if they are being honest with themselves.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an assumption on your part.
I'm sorry, what?
Aren't you doing the same thing by assuming her assumptions?
I'm quite familiar with her committee.
The church has done a lot for this town over the years. I should know, as my family has lived here for a very long time, and I have seen, personally, the moral integrity of our town slip and degrade over the last few years, and the last few months especially. One could even argue that perhaps our entire situation could have been mitigated if some of us had a little bit more faith in our Lord.
No, it can't be argued. Because
everybody's Lord.
I want everyone to know here that a vote for me as mayor is a vote for a person who will always shape the argument to fit the facts versus shape the facts versus shaping the argument to fit the facts, or the opposite.
Wow.
I believe in objective truth, and I don't believe you do.
I believe in the objective truth that our town needs more morals, and we need less of this sinning. All of you are sinners.
Yeah!
Okay, that's...
specifically? This is such a tangent.
Thank you so much for your question. I think it's time that we move on to the next one. Thank you so much for your question.
Amen.
Read a comic.
Excuse me, sir. There's a line.
Yeah, I just want to talk about moral integrity. Who gives a fuck? Okay. What we need to talk about...
Okay.
You look real punk rock, sir. I don't recognize you. You look vaguely familiar, but... I just want you to know that you're...
Guess what? I recognize you.
Uh-huh.
I'm Hercules Hunt.
Oh, Herc Hunt. Hi. How's it going?
Who laughed?
Excuse me, who are you?
I'm Herc Hunt.
I don't recognize you. You're one of the hunt boys?
Laugh. Come on, everybody
hey,
laugh.
Listen. Listen. Herc Hunt must be respected. Now, just give okay, him the floor.
Chuckle again, motherfuckers. I swear to God.
No. Can you please refrain from the foul language?
Can you tell them to stop laughing?
I don't think there's any chickens in here.
Okay, you know what? My cousin got crushed. Okay? And then you...
That was the young individual, Michael Hunt. Mike he was Hunt. Injured last week.
Everyone is...
Is it Mike Hunt?
Michael was hurt at the lake
laughing.
Incident.
Trust me, no one is more sad about how Mike Hunt got smashed than I am.
Was that... Were you making a joke?
No, I'm not making a joke. Mallory. I'm serious. I know I play Dungeons Please. And Dragons with him.
Please. Hey, Mallory?
Let's,
Mallory?
Let's include the...
Mallory,
opinion.
How much can you bench?
No, that is not...
What are we doing?
Well,
do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, no, the question is, it's backing off of that. Mike was lost. So I want to know, why do we give a shit about the moral integrity of the kids when we should give a shit about where the fuck they are?
Okay.
I agree with you.
And look, I don't give a shit about any of this. I don't give a shit who's the mayor of this shithole. It doesn't matter anyways. So the fact is, there's bigger stuff happening. I just got here, okay?
Obviously.
And stuff is insane.
I'm sorry.
So who's going to find him?
I'm sorry.
How did you lose
not,
him?
He is not lost. If your family has not been informed, they should have been. Please pass on this information. This is not a secret. The FBI
no,
is
They just took him away. They didn't even tell us
as
anything.
As I said earlier,
the FBI is in, excuse me, this is an issue that the council is currently dealing with. The FBI is currently in custody of the young Mr. Hunt. He has been transferred to San Francisco.
Why? FBI?
For medical purposes.
For medical purposes, they believe that they have...
Yeah, let's talk about those medical purposes. You'll have a nuclear bomb just walking around by the name of Tibby. Where is he, by the way? Why isn't he at the meeting? I got a fucking ass whooping to
get. What do you mean? Tibby's not a nuclear bomb. Tibby's not a nuclear bomb.
No, Mr. Devon is currently under protective care for the right reasons. There's been a lot of...
Yeah, he's literally running around crushing. That's why they needed to save people from the lake. Oh, the hero. The hero. Did you save Mike at all?
I tried. Look, you... No one cares more about Mike Hunt than I do, okay? And I'm saying that as a friend of his. I really do mean that.
You really give a shit about him?
Yes.
Language. Didn't seem like it.
It's not... A lot of stuff was happening, okay? It's not... As simple as you think it is.
Then enlighten us.
Before we move forward, I would like the young Herc Hunt to roll Charm of D6, difficulty of 6. And then after that, I would like to roll Brains, difficulty of 12 with the D10.
3.
The chat does have 8 tokens available.
I'm going to use all of those.
For the charm. So that is a success, young Mr. Hunt, on the charm. You have this room quite captivated by your statements, but your brains for me, please. That's a difficulty of 12, and I'm only allowing you to roll a 10, which I stated before you rolled, and maybe you should have kept some of those tokens.
Oh, shit. 7.
That's a failure. You seem to, being so new, be unaware of the current situation where Mr. Devon, though originally accused of being the one who injured your cousin, is also now seen as some sort of a religious figure in the town that's being protected because of his ability to heal others that was seen in the hospital where he went through and healed all of the individuals in the intensive care unit and has become... somewhat famous himself.
No, that was...
But obviously you don't even know about it, though. The rest of this room does, but you, being the young idiot from out of town, are completely unaware. But you are quite captivating. Please continue.
There was a lot happening that day. No one really saw what happened to Mike, okay? And then when the dust settled, it was how it was.
I know what happened to Mike.
Mr. Hunt, I'm really sorry for your loss. I can't imagine what you must be going through. As I stated earlier,
Mike's not dead.
Mike Hunt is not dead.
Mike Hunt is not dead. Okay?
Very much alive.
But he is clearly going through the grieving process right now.
At the hospital, as best I could, and we sent him to specialists. My cunt is with specialists right now.
We have specialists that are already here that can be here so that we can form an independent committee so that we can assess what is going on here, so that we can assess what is going on in our town, so that we can assess what happened to your cousin, and so that we can see if there is any sort of involvement in extra governmental figures that are coming in here. There's a lot of players going on here, and we got to figure out what's going on with it.
Wait, are you specialists or you guys?
You should ask them. I don't know. That's why I think we need to.
He's with the specialist. It was out of our realm of healing.
Even though he helped everyone in the hospital.
No, that was a different individual. Mr. Devin was the one who helped the individuals in the hospital. Unfortunately, due to the mass hallucination last week, Mr. Hunt was injured in that hallucination, and we were unable.
He was with him, though. He was with him.
Mr. Hunt, I feel your pain. I know what it's like to have family separated from you unwantedly. I don't know what this gentleman has had to do with that, but it sounds
with him on that day.
It sounds like something
I was busy
could have been done that wasn't.
I was busy helping as many people as I could. Yeah, but not my cousin.
But currently it sounds like Michael is getting the attention that he needs in order to return.
I don't know if that's guaranteed, sir.
It's not. It's not. There's something going on.
Please inform your family. Contact the FBI. They have
We'd love to talk to the Council of Kolok more. Yay. No, so excited.
If you elect me, you can speak to me, and I'll make sure something is done.
I can't vote, so I don't really give a fuck about you.
Okay. All right. You know, that's enough, sir. And please, go by your full name, Hercules, next time. That would be great.
And if we could please excuse his swearing, her cunt is clearly hurting right now. Her cunt is clearly hurting right now.
Hey, don't.
Mr. Hunt, please have a seat. Please. Yes, let's move on.
Hi. Yes, Sean North, firefighter. Mr. Lunt, I just want to say I'm very sorry for the loss of your partner. I also understand what it's like to lose someone in a tragic accident, so I empathize with you. I have a question for the candidates. I'm all about independence. I moved here when I was a young age, but I've always been looking out for myself, and I feel like Kolok should also be a town that does that. What are some specific steps that you have as examples that Kolok, as a town, can use to be free from financial independence from such entities as Synchronicity or the government, where we can be independent financially?
I'll tell you what it is, and I brought it up earlier. One of the fundamental flaws of how this town was created was that it was built around Synchronicity. That's why when it pulled its funding from city council, everything went to hell. And that shouldn't have been in place from the start. It shouldn't have been a corporation funding a city council. It should have been a corporation that lived in our town and paid its fair share of taxes that made sure that it was giving back to the community that it was providing for.
Yeah.
Nah, I just...
Because these people, their taxes shouldn't go up. They should be paying for it. The Synchronicity people.
Nah, I think in this meeting we've focused a lot on money, which is definitely not necessarily my strong suit, if I'm being honest with myself.
Don't really want to be mayor.
But
and...
listen, I would appreciate not being interrupted, Ms. Hadley. I will give you the floor momentarily. It's hard. As Mr. Lunt said, we have been put in a situation where we were built around a giant factory or whatever, and then now that's gone. So who's going to help us? I think that we have to help ourselves. There's a dog park mentioned earlier. There's a lot of natural resources. I think that we need to use what we have around us to be independent and not worry so much about taxes and money and stuff, and instead the grit and other stuff.
Mr. Jenkins, could you clarify which natural resources are available?
Well, like lumber, right? Or like a fence.
So our protected national forest that's around the town.
No, well, there's got to be other trees that aren't necessarily protected.
Oh, good. The air quality will go to.
Look, we can do it ourselves, and that's what I'm trying to say, and I think that, sir, that is what you're getting at.
As I've stated before, obviously the corporation, Secret Navy, has downsized greatly, thus freeing up a large amount of money in their own coffers, which could then be taxed to provide for the resources of the town to build its own community of artists and small businesses so that it can stand on its own and once again not be beholden to a single entity.
I'm sorry, so you don't think that taxing them will drive them out completely? We've already been hurting from
considering the size of their campus, I don't see it's something they can pack up and leave in a weekend.
Yeah, but if they've got all that extra money, I mean...
No, what's this another
something
facility?
That should be on the floor. Come on. I mean, they pulled their funding from us, why not?
Well, tell us, what is it?
We can... Listen, this isn't the end. I mean, we're still working with people at Synchronated to try and get them to reinvest in the town.
I mean, I'm sorry.
If
they're not going to be investing in the town out of principle and out of duty, then they shouldn't be here in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if they leave such a prime piece of real estate, there are other corporations that would be willing to pay.
I'm sorry. I have I'm sorry to do this to you, Dr. Ronnie, but who are we working with at Synchronity right now? This is information I'd like to know. As the president of this council, if there is a hand being reached out by Synchronity and there is some sort of work being done there, I feel like I should know about it. And if this is information that you have, I'd love for you to share.
Yeah, no, I'd be willing to talk to you about it. You know, behind closed doors, it's not something that can necessarily.
This is the level of transparency. This is the level of transparency they think you deserve. This is the level they think you deserve, right here.
Thank you.
Let's start change today. You tell us right now what is happening in this town.
Yes. What's happening?
With regard to what?
With Synchronity.
He's merely stating that there's apparently funding that's coming in, but this is not something that's been brought to the council in any way, shape, or form.
That's
so.
Because they're preliminary. Listen, I'm just floating there. I'm doing my best to help bring money back to COLA.
Oh, great.
Is that a bad
thing? Dr. Ronnie, no, but I would suggest bringing that up to the council before...
Dr. Ronnie, how are you going to pay for it? What are they not going to get by having this deal go forth? How are they going to end up paying for it?
If the deal falls through?
I'd also like to know if you are the only individual talking to Synchronity or if there are others as well. Thank you.
Are they going to pay for it by having another mass hallucination? Are they going to pay for it by having more squirrel attacks? How are they going to end up paying for it? How will those costs be deferred?
God!
I don't know. I think...
All right. We all know the squirrel attack was a unique incident, and
it's a cascade effect from the drought. It's a cascading effect.
This was before the drought. The squirrel incident was before the drought. Now,
squirrels cause the drought?
No, it's a cascading
effect. No, honestly, Dr. Ronnie, are there other individuals on the council who are currently speaking to Synchronity? Because these are things that would need to be brought up to the council.
We can talk about this.
Talk about it now.
Talk about it now.
Talk about it now.
Talk about it now.
We deserve to know.
Due to a non-disclosure agreement, I can't discuss anything.
Come on.
As a town, effectively elect a mayor that we know is going to serve the needs of this town if we don't understand what's going on in terms of the town council and their dealings with the corporation?
We do need to know the needs of the town that's currently being put in place.
You're not helping, Ronnie.
What were the parameters of your NDA?
I can't.
What were the parameters of your NDA?
No. We need to move on to the next question.
I can't discuss them. What do you want?
Okay. Next question, please. You have the floor.
Hi, I'm Alicia Lindholm.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. I was wondering with the heat wave that's been going on, how we're collectively as a town going to provide relief for both human citizens but also our animal counterparts, including the squirrels. And we also we're having a slight homelessness problem too, and with people on the street, how are we going to take care of them? Thanks.
That that felt like multiple questions in one. But I think step one is we know that the fracking is bad. Fracking, we don't like fracking, right?
Yeah.
We don't like fracking.
Fuck fracking.
Yeah. And it's cause, and the lake is messed up because of the fracking, so we need to fix the lake first, and so we can have clean water.
So
thank
what
you.
Are you going to do to fix the lake?
Yeah, how are we going to do that?
We have plenty, as these fine gentlemen, except, well, I mean, have mentioned, there are plenty of...
They're not going to be there, so no, what are you going to do to
no,
fix the lake?
No, what I'm saying is there are many engineers in town, as were mentioned, and I think engineers do that kind of thing. Thank you.
What, you think?
Well said.
Wait, what?
We're not sure.
So you gave a hypothetical
he's
question.
He's 18.
I do think and know that I think that they do that. Thank you.
You know you're
if we can assemble...
Rock solid. Come on.
Rock solid.
If we can assemble a task force that is able to bring
how
forth the engineers...
How many task forces are you going
to
make?
And as many as
resources.
It takes to fix this town, sir...
With
which is more
money?
Than you're doing.
Well, it seems like
behind
those,
closed
it
doors.
It seems like those task force are the ones who are fixing this instead of
task
you.
Force made up by the people. Task force made up
what
by people
doing?
That know what's
what
best.
What are you doing?
Organizing it. What you should be doing.
You're organizing. You're not coming up with any ideas of your own. You're just passing
yeah, because
off problems to other people.
Call me crazy, but I think the people
I
of
will.
This town know how to save it. Not me.
Yeah.
They do? Right.
Yes, I do think
well,
that.
I mean, you're all clapping for a man that just said he doesn't know how to save the town. I'm just pointing that out. Thank you.
As
everyone, I'm
asked,
not a messiah figure. I'm not perfect. I'm just like you.
No, that's a guy
okay,
next
calm would like the floor. As was asked earlier about what resources we have in this town, obviously we have a large number of well-educated and talented individuals which we could draw upon who used to work at Synchrony IT.
That's what I said. Sorry.
And their expertise could be drawn upon in order to establish methods to help with this, perhaps even sinking some wells in order to find a clean source of water that hasn't been polluted by this fracking that was allowed, that we would rather never have been allowed.
To piggyback on that, to address the homeless issue that you brought about, there's plenty of room to discuss creating tax breaks for farming communities that are willing to employ homeless people, that are willing to give them a living wage.
Unfortunately,
additionally...
Unfortunately, our farms have currently been hit by the drought, so it's not going to be something we can do immediately. So immediately we would have to institute certain reliefs for those who are exposed to the environment and need to have help.
If we can use the engineers that we have to create new forms of irrigation, then we can fix a lot of the negative effects of the climate crisis, then we can help create new job opportunities at these farms that will help alleviate some of the homeless problems that you were referring to before.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's Brooke, isn't it? You're talking with Brooke? Is that why her farm's not really affected? They're still producing at a high rate. How are they affording all of that water?
Know.
And
I don't deal with
it's
Brooke.
It's Brooke, isn't it? You and Brooke talking to Synchrony IT behind our back? Is that?
I don't know what
how
Brooke's doing.
How they pay you? That was a hard.
They're not paying me.
Come on, Doc.
Nothing. There haven't been any agreements.
Didn't you agree to do no harm?
Sorry. Next question, please.
Well.
Didn't
hi.
Yes, she brings up a good point about the hypocritical oath. Now, all right, please.
It's the never mind.
No, yeah. Hi, I'm Jade Bright, the part-time library assistant. Hi. I had a different question, but actually, I'd like to know more about this NDA.
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah, what? We'd all like to know about the NDA, right?
Wait,
we'd all like to know.
What are you going to do as mayor about a council that is clearly working with a corporation, not necessarily with
jobs?
Is it with our interests? You're not explaining that at all.
No. Who else's interests would they be?
I'm
trying to bring. I'm.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking
to.
The only thing I can say is I'm trying to help facilitate bringing back the jobs that we had lost.
Specifically, how one would think that if you truly had the best interests of the people in mind, that you would be more forthcoming with what kind of dealings you're having with Synchrony.
Well,
you've also been very hurtful about non-locals.
Who has to deal with confidentiality, I thought you might understand about confidentiality.
Yeah, not in a public office, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
It's and actually, there's such a thing as classified information.
We're legally required.
It's actually not.
Ronnie, to share who we're talking to. We have processes here.
Yeah,
Ronnie. How are we supposed to trust you if you're keeping all
I'm
these secrets?
I'm trying to make those processes happen.
You need to come to the rest
when
of us first.
When I had something more solid, I was coming to you.
You understand that's called collusion?
Yes.
What he said.
No crime has been committed.
How do we know that?
Don't you make enough money as a doctor? You're so interested in Mr. Lund providing you with more specific information on how he plans to fund all of these town committees that he is proposing, yet you're not being very forthcoming when we come to you with the exact same question.
I understand that, but there's nothing to discuss yet. I'm trying to facilitate this action.
I apologize. I feel like I have escalated this, and we are going to have to table this issue. There will be a special meeting. Yes, there will be a special meeting to deal with these issues.
Which will be overseen by the mayor to make sure that the interests of the town is kept paramount.
And it will be there will be a stenographer handy that will be able to record it, and it will be on public record so that everyone in the town can know what is said.
Hey, do you want it on public record? Hey, Randy.
Make sure she's not paid off by the council. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Next question, please.
This is going great.
Hey, I'm Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Cambria.
I know
Lionel.
You.
Hi, Cambria.
Hi, yeah.
Hanging out at the cemetery a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's good to
that's
see you.
Cool,
yeah. It's a little creepy, sir, but that's fine.
Okay.
They're good kids.
It's a cool place. It's like if you ever want to hang out there.
Question, please.
Sounds great.
So I was just wondering what you guys would do to involve young people of the town, like teenagers and stuff like that, like more representation in the council or in these events and these things that you're planning. Like, there's tons of representation of old people, but
Mallory's definitely showing that this is a great idea.
And as you know, I am very new to government as well, and giving it my all, and I think it's important that we encourage young people to get involved, like myself, who is running for mayor, Mallory Jenkins.
The best way to help the younger population to understand to how to best implement their efforts into the local government would be to bring student government to the fore at the school with a new principal once it has been chosen to allow more students to be involved in that government and the outreach from that government
to the
local
real classy
government.
Forgive me.
You sure have.
I don't think young people should be involved in a phony government. I think young people should be involved in the real government, which is why I think that this council, this city government needs to have more internship positions open for young people so that you can get involved, so that you can earn college credit, so that you can use your time wisely and be made better for it, and as well as help mitigate some of the rising employment costs here.
Yeah, you know, it kind of sounds like you're just trying to give us like a play toy to distract us.
No, I want you to get experience.
Instead of letting us actually get involved and have any kind of influence.
I would like you.
Yeah.
I would. Exactly. I would like you to get the experience so you can make that voice heard.
And when you turn 18, which I believe you
are. Yeah, I'm 19.
For the young teens in the audience, when you turn 18, you have the ability to vote in these elections as well as run if you so choose, no matter your qualifications.
I don't think that's what they're looking for.
Or even become a member of the council and do what you know is best.
Yeah.
All right. Praise God.
Thank you.
And rock on to you.
Pandering, but...
Oh, boy.
Speaking... are you under?
Yes.
Are your parents here?
No.
Great.
I just have a quick question for Mallory.
Yes.
Why aren't you in jail for dealing drugs out of the Taco Bell?
What?
Because everyone
first
knew
of all,
that when you ordered a number 420 meal, you put a fat sack of sticky icky into the order.
This is clearly a
page. That's enough.
And
now you smoke character assassin.
And marijuana is a gateway drug, and it opened a gateway to hell in my room.
That's enough.
And they took my gecko to demons.
This is an attempt at a character assassination. And also, fuck you.
I will attack. Fuck me. You want to get froggy? I know Krav Maga, you little bitch.
No, I know jujitsu.
I will
a
fuck
bitch.
You all.
Shaman
DeBrasso. Come at me.
Shaman DeBrasso.
Come at me. Come at me right now.
You're lying.
What? It's
all right.
It's all right. You're all right.
Calm down. Flip your ears at me, son of a bitch.
What just remember?
I'm not even sure what we're doing here.
It stinks.
This is why you must be of age to participate in these kinds of functions.
The art of jiu-jitsu
is made. The record, Mr. Jenkins, that will be removed from the record. We don't need young high schoolers making childish claims.
Yeah, that's
Nick.
Slander.
The Mallory, the word you're looking for is slander.
That's
right?
Slander. Thank you.
Next question, please.
Yeah, first of all, come on, everybody's gotten a chance to talk.
Boys, let the man have his question.
All right, my name is Jacob Wells. You may recognize me as the janitor at Kolak High. Also, you may recognize me from my band that's been playing over at the Deer Tick, Delirium Spiral.
Delirium Spiral rocks. They're really good.
Thank you. Mallory, and you know, I was here at the last council meeting, and I watched Merle die in front of me, and I want to say that your father was always really kind to me. Okay, Mallory.
Thank you.
He meant a lot to all the employees at the school, and you know, Merle believed in something. He believed in Kolak first and foremost, but he believed in all of us, and that includes you.
Thank you.
You know, Mallory, but he always said you were kind of dumb. And listen, your father loved you. I mean, I know he loved you to death. And he would be proud of you for everything that you've done. You are a hero. But let me tell you this, Mallory. If you're joking around up here, if you're jerking with Kolak, it's going to come back and bite you, you know?
I'm not...
What would your father say?
I don't know.
I can tell you what he would say. Get the fuck off the stage and remember who you are.
Okay, we can do that without the language.
All right, he probably wouldn't have dropped the F-bomb, but he would have asked you to be true to yourself. Go to college, clean your act up. Trust me, I found your dime bags in the school. You used to hide them.
Okay.
It's true.
No, that's not.
No, you hid your dime bags
that's
in
not
science
true.
Class behind the boilers. You taped them up under there, and you didn't think anybody would find them.
No,
I was the janitor, Mallory, and I found them, and I threw them out.
How do you know, hypothetically, how would you know that they're mine? Okay, you just said you found dime bags in the school.
Why would you ask him hypothetically?
Yeah. Because it's,
why
there's
would
a lot
you just
of,
say, Art, how do you know they're...
There's a lot of accusations being flung around right now, and... It's,
all right, look,
no,
here's,
no,
it, here's the
we
question.
We want to talk about drugs in Kolak?
Yeah, let's talk about drugs. Yeah.
There's a drug in Kolak that doesn't
what
people.
What is that?
That's cheap. Hey. That's Charlie Burton.
Hey, yeah. Hey, listen up.
What the
okay?
hell is
no,
that?
No, listen, okay? Now, these people are talking in hypotheticals. Now, this is real right here, okay? Do you know... Charlie Berger? Do any of you know Charlie Berger?
Charlie Berger has been missing for the last 7 days.
Yeah.
If anyone is aware of his whereabouts.
No. Okay, we found him with drugs, okay? And this is what it turned into. No, it wasn't our drugs. No, it wasn't our drugs, okay? There's a problem. There's something...
Someplace safe.
Oh, is it too unpleasant for you?
Yeah, it is, actually.
This is our friend, okay?
Is this some kind of prank or some kind of joke?
Does it look like a prank?
We want to show the
is this the punchline, Mallory? Is this it?
No, there's no punchline. Look, something's going on in this town that no one knows about, all right? And I think that they're dealing drugs that melt people, okay?
No, excuse me, they're...
Yeah!
Excuse me, excuse me, there's a man just holding up a folder. You've been holding it for a while, I'm sorry.
You got something.
If you have something to say that pertains to the situation at hand...
No, he doesn't.
Please.
Yes, I do. Vander Wallace, private investigator.
Oh, okay.
So,
and
I have been hired to present this information.
Who?
I will let them allow themselves to disclose themselves. But this information should go on public record. Letterhead. Synchronicity Tech. August 7th, 1991. Dear Kolok, City Council, I, Marcus Bennett, on behalf of Synchronicity Tech, can validate and confirm the accusations being brought forth against Mallory Jenkins.
Nuts.
Mallory would routinely sell marijuana from the Taco Bell Express to many young customers that frequented the establishment.
No.
His stash was located beneath the cash register taped next to the internal power supply. To hide these purchases, he would block the viewpoint of the security camera with his body. The images I have provided in collaboration with the business show Mallory in process of making a sale. It comes with deep regret that I must acknowledge Mallory is not suited for a role in local government. He has no interest in upholding the law that binds us. Sincerely, Marcus Bennett. Pictures from camera are also provided.
First of all, Marcus is a lying piece of shit. First of all.
Wait, is that why you were able to save 18 people? Were you high?
No, I wasn't high. Okay? I've never
weed does not give you superpowers.
I've never once done marijuana. I've never.
One other message for the person who commissioned me. Please have the funds in my account for next 24 hours. And call council. I am available for hire to find out more information.
Excuse me, Mr. Cousin, didn't you say you were speaking to someone at Symphony?
Not about this.
But is it Marcus that you're talking to?
Look,
yeah,
no,
Marcus?
Listen.
Were you in communication with someone who knew about this and could have stopped a drug dealer from being a mayoral candidate?
Mr. Jenkins, this evidence is quite...
No,
alarming.
I need to. Can I?
We can address
speak?
This later.
No, may I say something on behalf of Mr. Jenkins? Whether or not he has committed a crime is up for the authorities to decide, and whether or not he is your next mayor is up to you to decide.
I'm getting a really bad energy from this jar.
Mr. Jenkins.
Well, this also doesn't sound like what marijuana does.
Mr. Jenkins.
I need to say something. Can I please talk here? Okay?
Can I?
Now, I'm not admitting to anything. But if I, first of all, if I was to sell drugs secretly out of Taco Bell Express, I think that would show...
Bad judgment. That would show business acumen.
And as someone that could run a small business. Now, I'm not saying I did that, but secondly...
You're also not saying you didn't.
Secondly, if I may, have you ever considered that maybe I was trying to break into the... I knew that there's a drug problem in Kolok, and I was trying to break into that world, hypothetically, to find out what the hell is going on, because our friend here melted from something... that I think maybe they were responsible for.
They being the council?
Wait.
We put him in the jar. Mr. Jenkins, how did you put a body in the jar?
There are very clearly human body parts.
There were pills.
Randy,
this needs to be investigated.
I can't confiscate.
Prove it that he's not missing.
If those are human remains, we need to. You're the only person right now
that has any information, and there's a lot to deal with here, Mr. Jenkins, given the allegations that are very clearly.
Allegations.
These photos very clearly show you selling drugs.
Jacket.
I mean, he was blocking the camera.
Someone could be just be wearing, you know, they sell multiple jackets. I don't think this proves anything.
Exactly.
He is the first
young man in Kolok history to be kicked out of Scouts. I believe it.
Wow.
Okay, so
Scouts are stupid, outside of these allegations, Mr. Jenkins,
that's a terrible thing.
You are making a claim that there is a body of an individual in there, and there is very clearly human body parts in that jar.
Yes, there were drugs.
We have a mortician.
Why have you not taken this to the police?
The police, I believe, we were investigating.
Because...
Can we not do this?
This is exactly what I mean by the people of Kolok standing up and taking charge of these problems themselves.
We need a deputy here.
I think you should show him the jar of human flesh.
This is a crime scene.
This is not sanitary.
Let the record show.
Don't release that.
Look, the government
gave the drugs to Charlie that melted him.
The government, you said? You're saying that the council...
What are
you
yes.
What drugs?
Or Synchrony or someone, we don't know.
What drugs do you claim did this? Excuse me.
There were pills.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What drugs do you claim did this?
I don't know what the drugs are, okay? All I... Look,
that's
you told
important.
Me. There, it came from a watermelon or something.
Oh, my God! There's a finger in there.
That's there is a finger.
Not right.
There were some more of the drugs by the way.
What are these drugs? What do the pills look
they're
like?
Little, they're white. They're filled with some powder. There's
did
a
you?
Little sticker on it with a crocodile and an apple.
Did you
wait a minute.
There's real problem
that
here.
The, his body next to a pile of pills, and I scooped him in a jar so he don't want to leave.
You scooped him with what, though? Your bare hands?
Yeah, my bare hands. Where were you? What were you doing?
Are you okay? Are you sick?
I'm fine.
Everyone's...
Cheese isn't
fine.
Shouldn't this be done in a lab, or...
This is a crime scene.
Okay, so... Okay.
These are actual human remains.
That's what I was saying!
That man needs a private burial!
Okay, so...
He's not dead!
Excuse me!
He's not!
Are you saying he's alive in that jar?
Can you please explain what those look like again?
Sometimes we ask the jar questions,
Randy,
okay? And we go to buzz two for yes, buzz one for no, and he buzzes.
Wait, this is very important. Can you please explain what those drugs looked like?
They were little white tablets.
Do you have them?
Give me a second. They were under an inch long. They were really skinny. They were filled with some white... powder. There was a sticker on the outside with a crocodile biting an apple.
Does the name Crocodile Tears ring a bell for you?
No. I didn't hear anything about
sure
it, but yeah.
Okay, so those...
Yeah, because I scooped my friend up. Do you have a fucking problem?
Has anybody looked at the night janitor from the school?
This woman's trying to speak. What's your point?
Do you have any on you? I need to see them. I didn't bring them with me.
Maybe she does have them, and maybe she doesn't.
No, this is very important.
She does have
this
them.
Is, if that's what caused it.
Yeah. Who ate chili?
I ate chili.
What did you do to the chili?
They're new experimental drugs.
Why?
And
what the hell did you do to my food?
You gave us drugs?
Did you drug us?
Is that what happened? It was supposed to, at best, make everyone way more chill.
What?
I'm chill enough. The chili.
Randy.
Wait a minute.
Randy.
Ma'am, who are you? Who sent you here?
What?
No one sent me. My name is Riley Reyes.
How long was it?
Can I ask a question of the floor? This is me as the GM. Everyone who ate the chili tonight, please raise your hand. For all those individuals who raised their hand, I want you to raise your right hand if you want high, left hand if you want low. I'm going to ask the young woman to roll a d20. She is choosing for you in this moment whether you sink or swim.
Holy shit.
It will be up to the dice.
For clarification,
those who swim will go on the trip
too.
Of a lifetime. Those who sink.
What if they had chili before the show? So we could lose a mayoral candidate, right?
That was me just getting food.
Okay.
Those who sink. Those who sink will join our friend Charlie in the jar.
His name is Charlie.
It's Jimmy Jarter.
President Jimmy Jarter.
You can feel these effects, some of you, starting to take hold. So those who chose low
left hand
sink.
Yes. I chose high.
Those who chose high do not. For all those that sink, and for all those that swim, you feel an immense pleasure roll over your body. Can everyone who did not eat the chili please raise your hand?
I brought my own snacks. I only eat kale.
I was too nervous.
You see,
it was
before you, as your fellow Kolok residents begin to lose control of their perception of reality. Those who did not eat the chili, I need each of you to please join in the line where you will all roll one at a time to see just how well you help deal with this crisis.
Do I need to roll again?
Grit?
I think you've done enough.
Should I go?
The police are on the way. It's up to you if you would like to.
D12.
I was advised, or at least...
I think it's a grid.
The head of this committee was advised.
Are we rolling as well?
Did you eat the chili, or would you like to help?
To help.
I need to help.
A couple things are all going to play out at around the same time. All of you feel this effect taking hold. And the ones who did not, you see what it does to others. Though things might not be strange in Kolok, things might not be unusual. They can still be horrifying and how they affect you. So I would like each of you to please roll a D6, 3 and above. I will say that you can choose one person who did not sink to get out.
Can I also attempt to help?
Yes, you may.
4.
Please choose someone who is swimming that you would like to remove from this chaotic incident. For those that are swimming and not sinking, please raise your hand. Your fate is now going to be decided by those who chose not to eat the chili. And I would like the help of the moderators in the chat to help keep track. For those that do not get out of this building or who sink, their presence will no longer be a part of Kolok. So please, we'll leave it to you. Now, for those who might be religious in the room, there's an explanation for this. To you, of course. The easiest explanation. Just brings you closer to God. Whoever is next, please continue. 4. Save someone.
4.
Hands up.
As this goes down, the rest of you can please, you know how to continue. The chat will keep an eye on you. For those here,
what are we supposed to be
as a D6.
So glad I brought bagels. A 3.
You run, saving only yourself.
Oh, I'm horrible.
God, that's a coward.
Any 50-50?
Are we rolling as D6? Can we
roll? I'm going to say 4, 5, or 6. Please, roll.
You didn't eat it, right?
I don't know what we're doing.
Oh, roll.
It's a 1. Do I have any tokens?
Obviously, you save only yourself.
Do I have any tokens?
Mallory, you have 1 token available.
Doesn't help.
Are we doing a 6?
I will say that you all see Mallory run. You recognize Mallory running from the scene.
18.
For those
19 now.
That do notice this, it may not mean much. Obviously, your perception of reality is quite challenged.
So 6?
Out of a, yes, D6.
Okay. 5.
Who would you like to help in this situation?
The Maxi, who hated Mallory.
I was going to save him if I had rolled her.
Please, Kelly, a D6.
Four.
Save someone.
Save.
6.
Save.
The lovely goth young lady that's visited me for a reading.
She's okay now.
Oh, with the hands.
The mortician.
Yeah, oh.
The mortician. The mortician gets pulled out. 5. Save someone.
I gotcha.
I'm really sorry for saying you people so many times.
You run with Mallory.
Just because that was funny as hell?
Hold on, we have some actions to resolve here as this is all happening very quickly as these drugs start to take hold. You have seen...
I know.
Young Laura Bennett here has seen the effects of this drug close hand when she ran into a scientist in the tunnels. What it did to her arm, how it survived after its head was removed from its body, and what was left of that body afterwards. She would like to, on her way out running with Mallory to safety, take Cheese with her. So, I'm going to have you roll your fight versus your fight.
Well, I would have gone to save the other person, though.
So you're not going to challenge this?
No, that's fine.
The jar is open. I will say then you have no problem at all taking Cheese with you as the room erupts into chaos.
She cleans him every day.
I do. Thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
For everyone who is not saved, we still have some more?
Five.
Please.
Josh Peterson. I'm going to save the young woman who is sitting across from me. Right there in the
flannel
shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Simply because of
last
time. I won't save Slim.
To three.
You run. Saving no one. Now, for those. Oh.
Councilman, me.
Council Randy Evelyn is a chicken shit.
Oh, he
ran
like that.
Now. For everyone who is either not saved or sunk, please raise your hand. Mark this date, it will be known. Mark this moment. For this is when Kolok first learned of the epidemic that it was plagued by. The terrible drugs that had spread throughout the town. And what it does to its inhabitants and those who consume it. Many questions remain, but there is a point of order. One more thing that needs to be resolved. Young Mr. Jenkins legally is no longer allowed to run for mayor, given the allegations that were sent forth as well to the police, not just the council.
Jesus.
He was removed from the ballot that night. I expect the moderators to update, and for those at the board to go ahead and cut to the screen while the chat votes for the new mayor of Kolok. August 9th, 1991. The ballots are being counted, processed, but it seems like an afterthought. Something that I'm sure will feel important later, but for the moment, the town mourns. A lot of good people have been lost. Those who got out with their lives share their story with others. The story that was told. No one seems to be able to seem to find young Mallory Jenkins, the young Charlie Berger, who they claimed was in that jar as well, or Laura, what did you say your last name was to these individuals?
Benvolio.
Benvolio. All are being currently looked for answers. Not because they are in trouble, outside of selling weed out of Taco Bell, of course, but because answers are what are needed now. So I'm going to ask. Actually, I don't need to ask. The new mayor of Kolok, Washington, as the sun rises, is none other than Kelvin Lunt. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Kolok 1991. I cannot thank you enough for choosing to spend your valuable time in this chop shop Pontiac Trans Am limousine with us. Let us know you enjoy the show on social media with hashtag Kolok1991. That's K-O-L-L-O-K 1991. Until next time, passengers.